Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome back. And oh boy, do we have a guest for you.
I can't believe it. She taught us how to wear blue eyeshadow, how to stuff tissue in our bra.
And she practically invented scrunchies.
And now she's on our show.
If you hadn't already guessed today, we're chatting with 13 Going on 30's young Jenna Rink, Krista B. Allen.
The super talented actress, aerialist, and TikTok queen.
So go ahead and listen. It's not like you need a play-by-play.
What even is a play-by-play?
I don't know.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're so well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. Trucking along.
Oh,
the world's opening up again.
Right.
I think you have such a brilliant concept here with revisiting these old classics that people love so much.
Oh,
we want to be the 7th and 8th Six Trick.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense, which it doesn't.
I hereby decree you are honorary Six Trick.
Krista, stop. Don't play with us.
So before we acknowledge you for 13 Going on 30, we do need to acknowledge your TikTok channel.
It's iconic in so many ways.
First of all, thank you so much. Honestly, the thing that I love about TikTok is that it feels so much more like a conversation between people, between creator and audience, between people from varying backgrounds, people all around the world. So I'm just like giving the people what they want.
Like, so iconic.
Dude, first of all, when people talk about something going viral on TikTok, it is like, oh, it sounds exciting. It's actually so stressful. I can't even tell you. Some people get so mad at you. I don't know, it's just like a lot happening at once. But yeah, I posted that 13 Going on 30, kind of, you know, recreating some scenes from it. And all these publications picked it up. I suddenly had like Who What Where in my inbox. And
wow.
I don't know, it was really exciting.
The recreating the looks. I was like, oh my God, I really need to wear a night slip to work. You know, just make it happen because it's totally acceptable.
Yeah, looking back on those looks, they were really good. Like they're still something that, you know, people today want to wear.
Yeah.
100%. Trends, they have these like 15 or 20 year cycles. So what was cool in the 80s came back in the noughties and then it comes back again. Like it's wild. So we have to watch 13 Going on 30 just to know what to wear next week, basically. I think that's the takeaway.
Right? We're coming up on it. It's just had its 15 year anniversary. So the next 5 years, you're going to be on point.
Great.
Right?
You know, I'm just looking at it and it's like corset top. You know, she just like hairstyles, like the half up, half down. And oh my God, I'm obsessed with the chopsticks in the hair. I think that's super cute.
Yes.
I want to bring that back.
Oh my gosh, we were saying earlier, like, how handy would that be having that in your hair? And if you're getting on, like, the tube or the metro, you know, you get so packed. If that was in my hair, maybe a few people would stay away from me, you know?
It's a weapon and a fashion choice.
Yeah.
Totally. Wow. I bet that's so crazy right now on the tube with, like, everyone in close quarters, right? We don't really do public transport in LA.
Yeah, we're steering clear.
Yeah, we do not
want a petri dish.
Right? I mean, I don't like getting on the tube normally, let alone during a pandemic.
Exactly. We wish we were in LA as well, just to make use of nice cars and aircon.
This is because we don't have really public transport that's like super useful. When I go to London, it's my favorite thing to jump on the tube because I'm like, it's so novel, you know, when it works so well.
Oh, it does. It does.
Oh, I love
it's so
that.
Functional. It's just so smooth.
I wish we'd seen you on the underground before. That would have been so funny.
Can you imagine? Like, oh, Jenna Rink, is that you?
On the Bakerloo line? What? It's crazy.
Jenna Rink in East London. You never would have expected it.
No.
Right.
So we wanted to know a little bit about how you got the role.
So I remember the audition coming in and I thought it sounded super cute, but I was, you know, I was so new to the industry. It's like a permanent feeling of imposter syndrome. You're like, I want to do this, but like, am I really good enough? Could I ever really do it? And you have people all around you going, oh, really? You're going to be an actress? You know, my older brothers made so much fun of me, like, okay, good luck with that.
Aww.
You know, and then also I really was that awkward, kind of still am. But yeah, it was a pretty long audition process. I remember going in probably like 5 or 6 times. And just before this audition, I had decided that I wanted a bob.
Wow.
And the person who cut my hair, like in this small town where I'm from, suburbia, Riverside, they gave me this haircut, like this bob haircut, where the back of my hair was longer. So it kind of made this ducktail thing.
Wow.
So, I mean, apart from me just being like naturally awkward, I just had this really uncomfortable haircut. And I think the producers knew what they were doing.
Yeah,
they were like, this girl is the embodiment of awkward. Yeah, I was quite new to acting and I, you know, still needed some training. And so they hired me a coach on set, and I had to do like 2 weeks of dance training for that thriller scene, the dancing in the basement. Scene.
Oh my goodness.
Did you say 2 weeks?
Yeah, it was pretty extensive.
Whoa.
Dance training. And, you know, through those 2 weeks of training, I was still so bad at it that they only used that like tiny 3 second clip.
We appreciated it.
And you nailed those 3 seconds. So don't put yourself down, Krista.
It's interesting. Sometimes when they're really like difficult scenes, they'll strategically place them in the schedule. For my stuff that I was shooting, they shot that first up on my first day. Because
no.
I think they knew that they needed to, like, get it out of the way. I forgot it again.
Well, no, it worked out for the best, obviously. And, I mean, your likeness between yourself and Jennifer Garner is uncanny. Like, that's wild.
Yeah, you could be her daughter.
For
you know,
sure.
In real life. Both beautiful.
Completely. And we heard that you went to her house before shooting to kind of just meet her and learn a bit about her. What was that like?
Yeah, the producers wanted me to just kind of feel her energy. And I'd seen the film several times, her part of it. They wanted me to, you know, understand her demeanor and the way she moves, the way she talks, the way she is. Jennifer has like the badass side of her too, the side that trains very hard and is very focused and dedicated to her craft. But she as a person is very kind and warm and inviting.
Aww.
And yeah, I definitely felt that. I mean, you know, this was more towards the beginning of her career. So she had this really nice, normal house. And my mom and I went there and we sat down in her living room. And I just remember her asking if we wanted anything to drink. She was like, do you want no water, Dr. Pepper?
Oh.
And then I remember her walking into her kitchen and she so distinctively was like walking. I think we asked for water. And she like turned around over her shoulder and she was like, I make a hell of a latte.
Oh,
that's iconic.
And I still just remember that because it was so cute and endearing and welcoming. And
yeah.
And yeah, in that meeting, she kind of gave me some advice that I still think about to this day. It was really quite formative for me.
Can you tell us the advice?
Yeah, she just said, it seems so obvious, but I think it's easy to get wrapped up in career and let career kind of be your identity. But she said to always keep a normal life, you know, active with friends and family and doing things not related to the industry outside of your work. Because if you're not living a real life, you know, if you're just wrapped up in Hollywood all the time, how can you play real life characters on screen? And I just thought that was so brilliant.
Wow.
Of course. That is advice that's just going to stay with you and it's perfect.
I love that.
Yeah.
Now, Krista, what I want to know is, did you, you know, if you went to the bathroom or anything, did you steal anything from Jennifer Garner's house?
Oh, God, no.
Check the drawers and see if there were any razzles or something.
No.
Not even like a bar of soap? I'd be like,
what?
That's good. That's good to know.
I can't say I'm much of a thief. I grew up with very, very like law-abiding parents, very honest to a fault. I think they're too law-abiding. But it's deeply ingrained in me. I don't cheat. I don't lie. I don't steal. I'm like,
Yeah.
Good.
I get a bit naughty like with my friends and stuff, but I'm very like kind of rule-abiding in a lot of ways.
Good. Of course, I think we're the same.
Now, Krista, you mentioned earlier that you had seen Jennifer's scenes from the film before you started filming. So we kind of fell down this YouTube rabbit hole and discovered the original first 13 minutes of the movie where young Jenna and young Matt are played by different actors. And
no way!
It's so random.
Yeah.
Or like, is this known by people?
How did you find it?
Literally, okay, so I was Googling the trailer because what I like to do is always watch the trailer of movies and see like, oh, how much do they actually give away about the plot? Because, you know, so many trailers just like give away everything.
Right.
So I was just, I think on the, literally it was the first page of YouTube and I scrolled down and I started watching this video and I thought, oh, did these students like recreate, you know, shot for shot the movie? And I'm like, hold on, this is the actual basement that is featured in the film. And it's these random actors. And can we just say, thank God that they recast because the acting was...
Yeah, we're not ones to slate people, but it was like... We're very glad they chose you.
Yeah,
I did know about that. They recast a couple of the characters. I didn't really talk to me too much about it.
I mean, it's a bit awkward.
Yeah, of
course. Can imagine.
I didn't know much about it at the time, just that I was super grateful to come on board. And they really wanted people who looked a lot like the older actors.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, they cast you perfectly.
Now I want to see that.
Honestly, as soon as we wrap up, we'll email you the link. It's wild.
Okay, please do.
And I don't know why it's publicly available. Like, I feel like there's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, you would think that would be, like, deep in the archives. Who let that out? That's so weird.
I know. It's bizarre. And even some of the scenes are a bit different. Like, there's this whole scene where Jenna's mom and dad got them a bounce house. And, like, Jenna's so mortified that there's a bounce house in the front garden while the six chicks turn up. And yeah, it's weird, but it's legit because it's the real basement. It's the real mom and dad actors. Tom is in it, but like none of the other six chicks are the same. It's like this weird parallel universe. I was like, what am I watching?
Whoa.
So, yeah. Gosh,
I think Searching Around 30 fans would be really interested to see that.
Yeah.
For sure.
This guy's going to get so many views after this podcast.
Right.
I mean, put it on your TikTok, please. You need to be the whistleblower.
Yeah,
that's where my head is immediately. I'm like, how can I present this to people? Also, I'm still friends with the girl who plays young Pom Pom, Alexandra Kyle. And we've been talking about doing a TikTok together. So,
stop it. You're blowing our minds right now. That has to happen. Because both of you were cast so well as the younger versions.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She is like this fitting image of Judy Greer. Isn't it crazy?
Right.
Like, it's spooky. Wild.
And she still looks exactly the same.
She deserves recognition too. Her acting was amazing. Let her know from us.
Yeah.
So Barney, before the pandemic, he went on a hunt in London for Razzles. And he went to about every American store that you could imagine to see, like, Emily, we need to find Razzles. We got to try these. And I was like, okay, cool. And we tried them and they weren't great.
Yeah, I gotta be
and
honest.
I hate saying that.
Like, they turn into gum too quickly. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm so glad you feel the same way. People often ask me how I feel about them, and I think they're like not a good candy. Objectively, it's not. They're so chalky, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's like not a great texture. I don't know. I'm glad we've moved past that.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we just agree that Razzles are cancelled in 2020? We need to replace them with, like, let's have some British candy in place for that. Can we just, like, reshoot those scenes maybe and get some, I don't know, some Maltesers in? That's where
is that the candy you would choose? Like, what would be your Razzle replacement?
Oh, gosh, it's so hard because when it comes to, like, sweets or candy, I always love Haribo.
Haribo's a
classic.
But
that's kind of universal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And that's something that people have actually been eating the whole time because it's actually good.
Right? Golden Bears? Gimme, gimme.
Okay, great. It's going
to
happen.
Yeah, we can send you some British candy. We'd love to do that.
I'll make a TikTok.
Yeah. Krista reacts to British candy. Yeah, I see it.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So obviously this film is so full of quotes. Like, literally, since rewatching this year, I think we've adopted fabuloso into our like everyday vocabulary.
After everything. Oh, fabuloso.
Fabuloso. Have you got any lines that you still use, or your like favorite lines from the movies?
I recently did a version of this scene on TikTok. And even like just gathering the audio to make the TikTok, I like got so emotional. Jenna says to Matt, "You're my best friend." It's just like, it kills me, because that to me is the definition of like a forever love. It's like someone who's your best friend.
It's so lovely.
So emotional. Yeah.
So emotional.
And he's so like delicate with her, but also standing his ground. You know, he's like, "Jenna, like, you messed up. Yeah. I'm marrying this other woman now. Like, there's no stopping it." When you speak to experts or listen to experts who work with people like at the end of their life, like getting real deep for a sec, if you ask someone like, what would you have done differently, and people talk about regret, like, I wish I had done this, or I wish I wasn't so worried about how I looked, or I wish I told that person I love them. And that, you know, I think is like a great motivator for how to live your life today in the present, is to hopefully not have that feeling later on. You don't want to have regret, you know? So
it's so lovely.
And it's wild, because when you think about the film, you like, your initial thoughts is, you know, oh, it's a movie for kids. But actually, like, you're right, it gets so deep. There's that whole Billy Joel montage.
Oh.
Which is like really, really sad. And
yeah,
she's, you know, curled up in the basement closet. This film has layers.
Right? And it just makes you appreciate the people around you and not take them for granted.
Yeah.
You never know. It's like, it's kind of like the good guy wins, which I love.
And yeah, I think you're right, Barney. Like, the initial reaction to the film is like, oh, it's, you know, kind of cute, like, chick flick, whatever, lighthearted. But I think looking at a lot of like life situations with a childlike perspective is a really interesting way to do things, because I'm very into like therapy and kind of mental health and improving all of that.
Yeah.
But if you really like take care of your inner child and think of other people as, you know, their inner child, and you look at most people, like, they probably just need a hug or want a hug. Like, why do people start fights? Why do people start wars? Why do people get angry or upset or insecure or whatever? It's their inner child, whatever like unhealed wound,
right,
that needs attention. So I think, yeah, it's an interesting perspective to think of people as a childlike version of themselves that just needs love.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, you said that so well.
Wow.
I know, we're just like, oh, pause. We, like, take that in.
Yeah.
Oh, the wisdom.
Dude, I remember my brother calling me shrink when I was age 7. I was like, yeah, I was super young. And I thought he was calling me short, but what he was actually saying was, stop trying to be my psychologist. Yeah.
My brother says that to me too. Maybe it's a brother thing.
You're living with intention.
Just like, allow me to improve myself and give good wisdom to people. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is for free as well. You could be charging for that.
Yeah.
I support it. We're on the same team.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, Krista, we heard that you are a bit of an Ariana Grande fan.
Oh my God, love her.
Right? We stand.
I mean, who doesn't at this point, you know? So you must have thought it was so cool when she put out the Thank You Next video. Did you know that she was going to be paying homage to the movie?
No! no idea. I freaked out.
Oh, my gosh. So did you see it for the first time, or did a friend tell you, like, OMG, you have to watch this?
You know, I'm still pretty clueless as far as, like, press stuff that happens or whatever. I need to be better about it. But I'm always, like, the last to know when an article comes out or something. And it's always, like, a friend of a friend who will, like, DM me on Instagram. And I'm like, what is going on? But yeah, I didn't know until someone said it to me. And I think it honestly made me an even bigger fan, because I was like, girl.
So she acknowledges you. Like, you know, she looks up to you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, and also, I think at some point, like, I saw that the Obamas were watching Revenge or something, but as long as I've been in this industry, it will never not be crazy to me to think of, like, people that I look up to that know I exist.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean? Like, Ariana Grande's seen 13 Going on 30. That's crazy to me.
Yeah. I think the world has seen 13 going on 30. And also, from girl to girl, your Instagram is goals. You come across so, so well on it.
I'm not going to lie. It's not effortless for me. It's a lot of work.
Oh, gosh.
But thank you. That's
nice. It looks effortless. That's the main thing. Yeah. And
meanwhile, behind the scenes, I'm like breaking my back. Like, I got to make content.
Feed the fans.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously, on your Instagram, I noticed you're an aerialist. You have this amazing setup in your apartment, it looks like. That's incredible. Like, where did you pick up that skill?
Yeah, so I got into aerial actually when I started shooting Revenge. I had tried it out one summer when I was very young. I was like, the YMCA in my town had a circus, and you could do like a summer circus program. Wow. And so I had tried it, but it was so hard. It felt like totally unattainable. But then when I started Revenge, I was a rock climber. And rock climbing really like tears up your hands. It makes your body like, I don't know, you get like really big forearms. And there's obviously like a really huge risk of injury or death. So contractually, I was technically like violating my contract if I did anything that risks my life more than normal. So no skydiving. No extreme sports, that kind of thing. You're not supposed to do it. So I was like, okay, I got to switch hobbies. And in LA, there are quite a few actual aerial studios.
Really?
So I just started practicing, and it's kind of fun. It's a workout, but it's also like an art that you can take with you. Like if I ever wanted to perform or do it for a project or something, I could. But on the day to day, it's just like a good workout.
Yeah. It's like when they always say, like, oh, find a workout that you actually enjoy. That looks like so much more fun than going crazy on the cross trainer.
Yeah, it certainly can be. And it's also, it's whatever you make it, right? So there's a lot of like restorative stuff you can do. Like if you have really bad neck tension, like I get really bad tension headaches. So I can go and just place my neck in the hammock. Like there are several aerial apparatuses, but the hammock is just like a piece of fabric looped. You just place your neck in it and kind of let your weight be the leverage that like releases tension in your neck. And so it's a bunch of things. It's an exercise, it's restorative, it's an art. I love it.
We need to check out if there's a studio in London.
I know, as soon as lockdown's over, I'm like, can we actually find one?
Last year is there because sometimes when I'm in other cities, I'll like find whatever local spot I can go check out. And last time I was in London looking for aerial, it was really far out. Like, I want to say like Battersea or something.
Oh. Yeah, we don't talk about Battersea.
Also, there can be a bit of, in the aerial community, like it's a very serious art for a lot of people. I do it kind of serious, like a very serious hobby. I don't take myself too seriously with most things, but like I love it passionately.
Yeah.
But when I went to the studio, they were very like, are you a serious aerialist? Or like they can be a bit exclusive, you know?
What? When you first start, this is like, how can I be passionate straight away? You know, I'm probably going to try this, get myself wrapped up in a cloth and look like a little caterpillar cocooning into a butterfly for the first few sessions. And then I'll be passionate.
Yeah, it can be a thing with some studios, not all studios, but they'll be like, ugh, you can't do that move. You're not like welcome here. And you're like, please let me struggle in public.
Well, then you've just got to open your own studio. I think that's the only that's the only way.
Basically.
Right. A friendly animal studio. I'll put it on the list.
Do it.
Yes, do it. Great. Call it Jenna's. Jenna's
Aerial
Studio.
Yeah, it's Jenna.
Yeah. So obviously, Krista, I almost want to call you Jenna. It just comes so naturally. But Krista, you're very similar age to Barney and I. We're 27. Are you going to be doing a 30, flirty and thriving party?
I guess I have to, right? It's something that people have been bringing up to me for, I don't know, the last 5 years. I think even if I didn't make it happen, somebody probably would. I'm not much of a birthday party person. I get very, shy. I don't know if anyone else feels this, but I always like the idea of having a big birthday, but then I get so anxious that nobody will come that I don't throw a party.
Oh, no, Krista, that wasn't Tom Tom, was it? Putting that fear in you. No.
But, I have a feeling that people would probably come to that one, so maybe I'll do it. I'll take the plunge.
That would literally be the most iconic 30th birthday in the world.
Will you guys come?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
We were going to say, we'll serve drinks, like Madonna margaritas.
We'll check coats, we'll pick up bottles. We're booking the flights as we speak.
Oh,
okay,
we'd love
that. You guys will be there. It's happening for sure.
Right.
Of course.
Because you've got, cause then there'll be three of the six jokes. So it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do a TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think I kind of have to.
I don't want to put pressure on you, but the world is expecting it. Just the world.
I think I should probably start planning now because there's so many different things you can do with that. Everything's built in. The dress theme, the music.
It's just the color scheme from the eye mask that Jenna wears. You could do a balloon banner and.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
With that. I'm choking up thinking about it. You could get glitter and put it on the tables and,
Yeah, we've got a couple years to really brainstorm. Yeah. So don't, we'll.
I mean, the location should look like a dollhouse. There's just everything for you.
Yes.
It's going to happen. Because we're all about the details.
Wow, you're good with the details.
Honestly, I think I might have been Jenna in another life. Well, maybe I was the original Jenna that you replaced. Yeah. Surprise!
Oh. I'm going to have to check out this YouTube video now.
Oh my God.
Yes.
My curiosity peaked.
You have to. Do you know what? Thank you so, so much for speaking to us.
We appreciate your time so, so much. And
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
You're very welcome.
Of
it's
course.
Just, it's so, so nice and refreshing to speak to someone who's so lovely.
Thanks, guys. I can't wait to check out the podcast and hear other episodes of films that I love too.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, if you've got any other suggestions, or just come back and fangirl with us about these films.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Of course.
Amazing.
Oh, my God. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Krista.
Okay, guys. And I'll see you in 2 years at my 30th birthday party. Be there.
Yes.
It's in my calendar.
Arrivederci.
All right. Bye.